Welcome to what I think is episode 28 of Noob Show. I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, who knows?
I think this is 27.
No, 27? No, I thought 27 came out this week.
Well, then,
You can read it in the title of this episode.
Yeah, man. Welcome to Noob Show episode.
The final episode of Noob Show. It's been a good run.
WHY.
That's not, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay. You should make every episode the final episode. That way it feels special.
No, that way you'll never know when it's for, genuine. And then the show will just stop.
It'll be like that meme that's like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. And then like last online 2,767 days ago. Yeah,
just like that, except it's for my podcast.
Dante's Camaro is a local band, and every time they play, it's their farewell show.
That's my good gimmick.
Well, not my friend, but this girl I worked with, her brother is the singer for that band. She calls him a smoke show, and I think that's weird.
Smoke show? Yeah. Wait, that's her brother?
Yeah. Ugh. She's like, don't you want to date my brother? He's such a smoke show. I'm like, no.
You should probably date him if you think that.
No. But her family is very musical, like her grandpa. He rocks out.
He can get it.
No.
He's a turtle smoke show.
No.
He's got old granny grandpa fuck vibes over there.
Yeah. Some grandpas fuck, let's be honest. Yeah.
Nope, grandpa fuck vibes. That's the name right there.
No, it's not the name. I
please.
It's gonna be a big censor block for the thumbnail.
It's gonna be Billy Bob Thornton looking at somebody with a weird come hither look.
Come hither, grandpa.
Is that person?
Did you find like one of Sean Connery's sex looks?
Nope.
Oh, speaking of bands, though, the other day at work, I'm, grilling, minding my own business, but it's an open kitchen. And one of the people there just like, hey, you having a good time? Yeah, man, just, cooking some steaks. Any questions? Like, no. You ever heard of a band called Falling Through April? I was like, no. I was like, my son's in it. Voted best alternative bands. All right, bye.
Good talk, sir.
I was like, oh. They're not bad. They're actually a pretty decent. Just like
new. Oh, you actually looked them up?
Yeah, they're not bad. They're pretty good.
All right. He's doing his son justice.
That's called effective advertising. Mm-hmm. You fucking looked it up.
Yeah. Now, Terrence, I know you don't understand what a loving father is, but that's hey.
It hurts me because it's true.
I also work in an open kitchen and had a guy. We do fairly decent food, right? A lot of it's prep intensive. People talk to me all the time about how much they love the tater tots. And I'm like, that's the one thing I could give two shits about talking to you about is these fucking tater tots that I made. And this guy comes up to me in the kitchen and he's just like, he's been weird to the point where we've all noticed him already at the bar. He's just loud and it's early and he's drinking, he's having a beer, then a red wine, then a white wine, then a shot. He's running the gambit on stuff. And he's trying to talk to me about how awesome the tater tots are. So I just started saying gibberish at him, And he followed me conversationally. He followed me. And I don't know how. I can't remember exactly what it was I was saying to him. I forget that he said, he's like, yeah, I ordered this and that. And I went, oh, so you hire the gender fluids too, huh? And he went, oh yeah, I like all the flavors. And I'm just like, that's my response to your statement shouldn't have garnered an answer.
Are you guys just having two different conversations, both about nothing?
I was having no conversation. He was talking about something.
We were just doing word salad.
I think you might have found Mr. or was it Dr. Pepper from that Patton Oswalt sketch?
It was Dr. Pepper.
Oh, so wait, are we not talking about barbecue then?
No, because Nick, and I know Nick's listening to this, he's the guy I went on my vacation with, and he taught me how to cook competition level steaks. His power had to go out, so we had to cancel our talk about barbecue.
Because no one barbecue can see your air quotes.
Turd.
First of all. Secondly.
Joke.
If that's the one that was like, that was the dude that was with you like in the very beginning of the episode and like all the way through, he's got a real cool accent.
He was with me in the first half of that video. And he's in the second, and then the last half is me and my uncle.
Well, yeah, he's got a real cool accent. We're from Virginia. I think it's fun.
No, it's a, he's a really awesome dude. He's super fun.
Apparently he didn't teach you about the power of margarine.
Parquet makes it all okay.
I like Land of Lakes better when the Indians still had it.
Oh, dude, you're fucking racist. Anyway.
Just removed the Indian and kept the land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, no, I like shit, man.
That's because a bit more. That's very colonizer. That's America to the T.
I liked it because when I was in middle school or early high school, an uncle showed me that if you take the Land of Lakes lady, right, and you cut three sides of the butter she's holding to make it a little flap, you could get the butter flaps open.
Yeah.
And then you can fold her knees behind that flap. And then when you lift up the flap, it looks like titties.
Surprise, boobs.
If you Google or YouTube Land O'Lakes butter titty lady, you will see how to do that trick. Although now you have to, I don't know, eBay an old packet of butter that still has her on the front cover.
I think it's weird because an uncle showed me that as well.
It's a weird uncle thing to show children. It's just, it comes with the territory.
Is this like the food version of typing boobs on your calculator? Like,
yes. Basically.
Yes, it is.
Well, see, there's boobs, and then there are the people who are like very sophisticated and type boobies.
Or boss hog. You can do boss hog on your own.
But why?
Yeah. You know, if you're in the, like the early 90s and you still remember Dukes of Hazzard, it's funny.
Not the movie.
I remember liking the Dukes of Hazzard mainly because it was like very cartoony, the show.
Oh yeah.
But
oh my god, you're right. There's like a billion YouTube video of these Land O'Lakes boobs. Sorry. Yeah.
You and Noob are both doing it. He's put up a photo for all of us to see. None of you listeners can see it, but I'm serious. Just YouTube it. You'll find it. It's out there.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go on. Sorry about.
I was just saying, like, I remember liking the Dukes of Hazzard. Like, my brother and I used to really, like, be like, yeah, Dukes of Hazzard is coming on. We'd be so excited. But, like, growing up, I'm like, man, fuck those guys.
Yeah, like, it really kind of, like, whitewashed Confederate symbology. Like,
for it really did.
For a generation and, like, of people.
My family, on my dad's side, like, bootleggers. You know, like
ours too, actually. That's what my grandparents did.
My great grandfather was a bootlegger.
North Carolina bootleggers. Yeah. Like that was my dad's side. He's like, I'll show you how to make some dandelion wine if you want to.
Well, why didn't you learn? Shit.
That sounds awesome.
You need to bank that for the next Nerd Bowl. Shit.
It's unfortunate though, because my dad mumbles so much. I'm gonna need him to write it down.
Yeah.
I don't know what he said.
You should get him a fucking SoundCloud, man. Put a beat behind that.
Yo,
shit.
For real though. My little brother would be.
I have heard your dad say though. What was it? Hanging out with those white people or something?
Yeah. We were on Frakes' mom's podcast, and he's just doing what he does, talking to other people. Just because that's what he does. He's a talker. He loves talking. But it's funny because, like, especially when he's talking to his children, he just all of a sudden the volume is gone. And he's like, I'm like, what did you say, daddy? What?
Speak up.
Say what? Enunciate. But yeah.
Use your Tony Randall voice.
I'm going to add slap effects in between that mahogany. It's like, what'd you say, daddy? Smack. Make sure
rude and wrong. That's unacceptable. That is my father. That's nothing gross.
You're the one hitting him, not me.
What's the implication that she's getting slapped or he's getting slapped? I don't...
Yeah.
Slapping her. You can't hear him, so he just hits him.
Mm-mm. More important, who's enjoying it?
Who's got a Woody after this? That's the.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I need to cut down on the beer.
He says as he takes another drink.
God, I love beer so fucking much.
I said I would tell this on Noob Show because I didn't tell it in the episode we just recorded that when I was working and, you know, like everybody poops. So I do in our bathroom.
Good story.
Yeah, I love that. All right, thanks. That was a fantastic story.
But on the way out, a well-dressed man asks, he stops me and hands me his phone. He's like, hey, man,
oh, thank God.
Could you take could you take a couple pictures of me real quick? I'm like, yeah, sure. This seems interesting. This is a story I can tell on a podcast 5 years later.
I think you've told this story on this podcast.
I was
going to
say, I feel like I know this story because you
don't know this story.
You don't listen to the show, though.
No, I hate the show. It's terrible.
Yeah. Also then.
You've told the story.
Damn it. I think it was the first episode, wasn't it?
One of them early ones.
Well, give me stories to tell.
Give me the Cliff Notes version of it, real quick. Yeah.
I took a picture. I showed him whilst I was walking out. He asked me to take another one, so I did, and I took a picture of that again in front of the urinals. It was just a weird choice. That's the whole story.
like a full on. Was he taking a pee?
No.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's a much less interesting story than I thought.
I was going to say, the dude was trying to have a girls in the bathroom moment where, like, girls are in the bathroom, like, hyping each other up, taking pictures of each other, and, like, generally just being like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. I love you. Look at that dress. It's amazing. Take a picture of me. Will you take a picture with me? That sort of thing, except for it was a man.
It's a weird girl context here. I didn't really need my life.
I was not hyping him up, though. Sorry.
Oh my God, sweetheart, you look fantastic. Click, click, click.
You're supposed to do as the camera person.
I just realized maybe he thought Noob was the bathroom attendant. You look like you could be a bathroom attendant.
That's true.
Are you wearing your Canadian tuxedo again?
Right, I am.
See? Bathroom.
All denim, baby.
I almost wore one today because inspired by yours the other day, but then I realized that I just, like, I would be way too uncomfortable in the shorts.
Do you have all denim outfits?
I mean, I got a denim jacket and I got denim jorts.
You got a chambray shirt?
No, it was going to be just a black t-shirt.
God, why isn't this video? Then everybody else can watch Noob seductively rub his knee.
Showing off his denim pantaloons.
You like that, kids?
That wasn't my knee.
You should see a doctor.
Don't tell me what part it was. My imagination's already doing enough horror show.
I'm glad. So, Tucker, why'd you drop out of Johnson & Wales?
it's a pretty easy story. I was on a lot of drugs, and I wasn't enjoying my life. So I did a bunch of shrooms on the beach and decided that instead of going back to school, I was going to apply for a job at a radio station the next day, and I did. Now, giving up on school meant that I was $10,000 in debt or so with nothing to show for it.
Only 10?
Yeah, no shit. Yeah,
I think it's 10 now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sitting at 40. Gross.
To go work at a radio station where I worked there for 10 years, and when they hired me, I made nothing. When they put me on the payroll, I was making $7 an hour, and then 13 years later, I was still making $7 an hour.
Yeah. But were you having fun, though?
I was having a blast.
Oh, good.
And honestly, had you not did that, I would not know you today. Because you wouldn't have met Kevin, and he wouldn't invite you to our D&D game. And I would have said, Kevin, I don't know about your friends. You're kind of a lot, but whatever, bring him.
I met a lot of great people. Had a lot of fun. I went to a lot of shows. I smoked a lot of weed. That's where I got the nickname Toker. I talked to a lot of cops about weed while stoned because I worked at a radio station. I thought I could get away with it, and I did. Financially speaking, terrible life choice. But life speaking, it was a really good life choice.
Mm-hmm. And so, now you're here, and now you know me, and now you know that guy, and now you know that guy.
I've been at my current job now for 17 years, and I put my soft notice in this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I still think that's wild. Like,
yeah, I know. Hey, I told the owner that my plans was to train somebody to do my job and to get us staffed up, but obviously in the current economy, hiring people sucks, so I didn't just say, hey, I'm going to be gone in 2 weeks. I said, hey, I'm going to get this place staffed up, and then I'm going to officially leave.
Well, that's really kind of you, and you're lucky that these people are not the people who are like, oh, well, fuck this guy. We're just going to find somebody else. And
more power to them than I'm done sooner.
They're not stupid people, as I recall. Like, I met the owner. He's not. No. He seemed like a dumb guy. Seems like kind of an ass wipe a little bit. But.
He has his moments. Bloody, you know. Yeah. He's definitely, what's the word? Oblivious. Sometimes when it comes to stuff,
we were at
that's a thing.
We were at a bar for a Christmas party, and there's a guy who had been working with me at the same place for like almost three years. And this is the first time he had been around the owners in a setting where he could, like, you know, try to impress them. So he went up to Mike, one of the owners, and was just, you know, regaling him with stories and tales, you know? And then he was like, I'm going to get you a shot. So he left, and then the owner pulled me aside and goes, who is that? I said, he's worked for you for 2 years. And you write him a check every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He went, oh.
He doesn't see any of that. I'm going to tell you, because I was, I also worked for them for a long time. He has zero clue about a lot of that.
I think
stuff.
I have one that can beat that number, because one of our owners, while behind the line one day, fired one of the servers named, I don't want to say his real name, so we'll call him Merrick.
Okay.
And Merrick.
Why Merrick?
Because it rhymes with his real name, Jerry.
Oh, it must be a Derek. All right.
Can't prove that. But anyway, Merrick. And after he fires him, it wasn't barely 2 weeks later where he said, man, where's Merrick? I like that guy. Fired. It was like, oh, okay. And that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I wish I was part of that petty bourgeois class where you could just pretend like people are fucking toy box objects.
Don't do that.
You do that now. You're not part of that elite class of people.
No, that's true.
Like, that's the only reason why it's bearable is because
you don't have no power. That's right. Yeah. I'm super fucking, what do you call it? What's that word I'm looking for?
Gay.
No, I mean, yeah. The other one.
No, but
you are gay.
No.
Arrogant. I'm fairly arrogant. I'm not gonna lie.
That'll happen sometimes.
As soon as this camera's off, folks, he cries. No, we love you, Terrence.
No, you don't. Shut up.
And you're the founding member of the gaming group, yes?
Well, me and Kevin, we've been at it for the same amount of time. Like
our founding fathers.
Yeah, it's me and Kevin. Those are your two poles.
Gary and Mrs. Oldman over here. I'm just kidding.
How did Mommy and Daddy meet? I'm so curious.
We both joined one of Scott Carter, the owner of the Green Dragons, Shadowrun games at the same time. And this game is kind of has floated down since like 2001, two. Well, like, we played Shadowrun, then we switched to D&D, and then, like, the membership changed, and eventually it was just down to me and Kevin from the original group with a bunch of new people, and it's just been that way forever, just me and Kev and people.
It's weird. I couldn't imagine playing with anybody other than you guys, and it's weird because, like, I'm one of those people that I feel like we've known each other for a little while, and I definitely didn't talk as much when we first met. I was definitely much more quiet, but now that I know you all, I'm like, oh, I say words and stuff. But I couldn't imagine, like, you guys were like, oh, we're going to do the crossover with those people who fuck them, but, you know, whatever, we're going to do the crossover with those people. And I was like, no, thank you. You guys have fun with that, because I know me, I'll just get there and be like, nothing.
Well, yeah, I don't know how well I got that group has never, like, messaged me back for like months. And luckily, we found Todd from Hex Press, who was cool. I like
Todd. Oh, yeah. That crossover. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were talking about Nerd Bowl when we used to have the Wednesday group and the Saturday group were two different groups, and we'd have them.
Yeah, compete. That was fun too.
No, those are, I feel like I'm in both of those groups. So, like, you know, yeah. It took a while, but I got to know everybody in both of those groups, and now I talk to both of those groups. But
it's always a
like, subtle. I definitely sat there quietly and weirdly, very awkwardly for quite like some time.
It's just always this subtle change of characters in our groups, subtle change of participants. I've been there for a few changes.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've seen people come and go.
Like. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Terrence kept asking, are you going to play this game? I was like, no.
I'm just watching for now.
No, I'm just watching.
Well, I mean, you know, I was wondering. I was willing to take you in as soon as you got there. Shit, like, no. I'm always willing to take new people in.
No, mm-hmm. I was basically like, ignore me. Just...
It probably wouldn't have been the best environment. It was kind of a higher level game by the time you started. She showed up.
And
it was
very bright. And I don't do well in bright environments, like, to begin with.
It's because we were sitting in the middle of the store where they sold stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back to the store, honestly.
I do want to go back at some point.
I might just try and, like, run a old school kind of dungeon thing there once a month every now and then just to see if anybody would bite.
They do the once a month, you know, trying to get new people in there for one shots.
The Pathfinder Society of Charleston, Low Country, something like that. They do PF2 now, I believe, in Starfinder. But
I think we should do a once a month, fucking Trailer Park Shark Attack.
Something once fun. A month.
Yeah.
Like, it would be an interesting way to, like, advertise. It's like, just if I did just went up there on a Saturday or Sunday and said, hey, Homebrew Detritus presents, and then signed with a sign up sheet and did a one shot.
One shots with people.
Mm-hmm. One shot, pass out our business card at the end. Hey, check out our show. Thanks for playing. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, it'd probably be easy to get a top down camera view of it too. Maybe not to record it, not to like do anything, but like to just, you know, have a time lapse of it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not like stuff we'd use, but like stock footage, that'd be nice. Of just like minis moving around a map.
Or just live tweeting it. That'd be
fun. Yeah, or just, you know, be conscious and take some photos or some small videos of things and showing that people are having a good time. I miss gaming in person.
Me too.
I secretly hope that Frakes moves back. Yeah. So we can play.
Not so secretly hope he moves back, because I tell him all the time going to Florida was a mistake. 1 in 5 of new COVID patients is from fucking Florida.
Yeah,
it is a death pit.
It's a hellscape. It's a hellscape.
I recommend getting a vaccine.
I just need him here so he can watch my dog, so it's easier for me to go on vacation.
Also that, because we got plans, yo.
Yeah.
I would gladly watch.
That's
your dogs.
What I really want you to do before you don't work there no more, is take some vacation time.
I'm planning on taking vacation between the jobs. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'd watch your dogs for you, but you know, like, I couldn't spend a lot of time with them. I could just show up and feed them and let them.
Let them out. Take a selfie.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretend you're allergic. Go back home.
I'm very allergic. All right. That's not a lie.
I mean,
post that picture of you spooning my dog. Oh, audio. God damn
it. Once I'm beard up, however, I don't usually care.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what that situation was.
Like, mm-hmm. I always think that, like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I'm allergic to dogs, but I live with them. And then I listen to the playback of us and I hear how nasally I sound and I know I'm allergic.
Yeah. Dude, why aren't you saying anything? It's your fucking show.
I know. This is us show.
I'm enjoying it.
This is us show. Noob's just here.
This is how I felt in the last recording. Y'all did role play for like 40 minutes. I didn't have to say a fucking thing. It was
great. You know, like, we needed to like get the group back on a group.
I wasn't being sarcastic. I actually like those moments because I feel I talk so much all the time.
We talked about it offline a good bit or online a good bit just to see if we could just like.
And all I can say is I'm talkative every other Tuesday and Thursday between 6 and 8. So when it's there, you better take it and enjoy it. Otherwise,
coming up in our main show, we have a really good role playing part coming up. And then we're also doing a one shot tomorrow because Kevin can't make it to game, right?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I still need to write that.
Okay.
I have my core idea. I just need to like come up with my encounters.
It should feature my kobold bard heavily.
Well, I mean, if your kobold bard puts himself out there, it will.
Well, let's hear it, Toko. Pitch.
Can my character be Lady Loose Boots again, but just like, you know, like androgynous person Loose Boots?
Like a chaos warrior. But I suppose you could be like a anti-paladin or something like that.
Well, I know you made me something that with a big, what is it, a big hammer?
I made, so essentially what I did is...
That was a Troika thing.
Loose Boots, yeah.
Let's peek behind the corner or behind the curtain real quick. I was because Mahogany really doesn't like making characters, she says. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy making characters. So I made Mahogany. I was like, what do you want to play? She's like, I don't know. Just you wanted to run up and hit stuff. And I was like, I'm thinking dwarf. So I made her a Titan fighter dwarf. It's a really cool concept of a character.
Everything everyone has posted about this is such a fucking weird group. Just fucking off the wall, weird ass villainous characters. And I'm like, okay, so all right, I'm gonna have to retrofit some of this stuff.
Mahogany has a what I said for it, because it's an Earthbreaker hammer. I said it's a statue of her on a really long stick, a one to one statue of herself, but on a stick, and that's what she uses as a weapon. And I think that's awesome. Just
whack it. But you also said something about like, what did you say? Like wearing a helmet and like not like people don't realize that I'm a woman because underneath. Why not? It. Yeah.
I mean, you're a dwarf.
That's what I said. Like, you know, I'm like in my canon, all dwarfs are bearded and boxy.
Yeah. Like, so, I imagine it's just how you braid your beard is how you tell the genders apart.
Yeah.
You
know? And I don't braid mine. Therefore, androgynous person. Unbraided beard. But I will whack you.
Every character introduced into this this villainous campaign is kind of setting the setting itself. Like, so if you're playing a bearded female dwarf, that's just how it's going to be for the campaign. You're setting criteria for the Saturday game on this Wednesday one shot.
Void. For our patrons, you know what that Saturday game's all about. The rest of you.
I guess this gives Dave a whole new fucking show to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Dave!
If he wasn't watching it already, now he has Raiders of the Lark.
Oh, Jesus, man, I forgot. Might want to point it out to him. Like,
I will. I haven't been home all day, but I will get on the Patreon and do the thing that I do where I make sure that everyone is aware of what comes to them when they get this here.
Hey, Dave, you got 20 episodes of this.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Frakes' first character from that, the well-suited goblin rogue.
Yeah.
Great concept.
Jeb Ankleshank.
Oh, R.I.P.
Spoilers.
I really like Jeb. He was fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Frakes felt subconscious because he was the only character that seemed to be like not super serious.
I know, but it was great though. He was the comic relief. He was the foil.
Our Kramer.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Now he's. I picked a more, honestly, a little more boring character, despite being an anti-pal. But whatever. I think he'll come around once he like gets in the groove of this new
game.
Is it that game where he couldn't remember what voice he was doing?
Yeah.
He was all over the place.
I was giggling at him so hard Saturday. I don't even remember why. It was something. Oh, because he sounded like absurd.
Oh, that's right.
Absurd. Penguin, Puffin Forest. Man, fucking, I love that fucking channel.
Lord have mercy. I'm glad. It's going to be fun. Toker, where'd you get the inspiration for this kobold bard?
From playing Pathfinder for so long that I'm trying to play characters I haven't played before, but then I think back and realize this is reminiscent. I played a wizard rat folk who had a gun as his focal thing, but he was not the archetype that's good with guns. He just kept dumping feats into it anyway.
Oh, that's kind of fun. That's fun.
But I would throw early on in the game. The fun thing about those low levels is like alchemist fire and pellet grenades and tangle burn bags are all really effective. So he had the ability to make all those. And I kind of forgotten about that character, but I made this kobold bard and realized that he has got the tinkery thing because he's kobold and ended up doing the same thing. So he's a kobold bard with a handy haversack that's just full of shit that he can throw at people.
God.
So I'm excited to do that. But I took Dragon Herald, which is a bard prestige class. And you basically pick a dragon that is like you worship and you're trying to spread the love of. And I thought, well, that fits really well with a kobold too, because they're draconic in nature. And I picked an evil dragon. I can't remember which evil dragon I picked right now, but I've got a way to increase like the resistances that dragon has to myself or allies or bump up their AC. That's all mindless minutiae. I really like that I'm just going to be running around screaming about dragons and throwing bombs at people. That's what I'm excited about doing.
So this is just random curiosity. Like, I feel like you said like rat folk, but then you also said draconic. Like, what is a kobold? W-H-A-T?
Well, rat folk was a different character. It was the wizard I played. Kobold is...
a little reptilian monster with dragon blood descendants. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What an orc is to a goblin, or what a goblin is to an orc, essentially.
This short reptilian humanoid has scaled skin, a snout filled with tiny teeth, and a long tail. That's the brief description straight from the character class or race.
Indeed.
But they're fun. Kobolds are fun. Yeah.
They have like little horns and they're a little crazy, you know. Like they're like your typical low level monster, but. Mm-hmm.
It's like that's one thing I smile and nod about a lot when you guys talk about different races and monsters and blah blah blah. I'm just like, oh yeah,
Matt.
Kobolds are actually kobolds compared to goblins are something you can actually deal with because like kobolds in like the lore of the game, yeah, they're tribal like set apart kind of monsters, but they're also like ace miners and a town can. Instead of like trying to drive their kobolds out, can just employ them to dig out a sewer system or maintain that kind of infrastructure under the town. As long as they keep throwing money at them, they'll do all that shit.
That'd be cool. Kobold serving class.
Hey, we need you to come up with our septic system. Also, you can have this portion of the land underneath. To found your lair, enjoy.
I'm playing a monk for the first. Oops, sorry, go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, to say I'm playing a monk for the first time. They don't get a lot of means and armor or weapons.
No.
So it makes buying magic items a little bit more fun.
Yeah, you can wear armor as long as it's like bracers of armor.
I have those. There are some really neat monk things that you get later on, like the robe of the monk, which I think I gotta look it up. It gives you some cool shit.
The one that lets you like hit as if your fire level is higher or something. I can't remember.
Let's see. When worn, this simple brown robe confers a great ability in unarmed combat. If the wearer has levels in monk, her AC and unarmed damage is treated as the monk. Yeah, 5 levels higher.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's 13,000 gold, so I can't get it yet. But you also need the amulet of mighty fist to have magic fist.
Nice. I think you also get that naturally with certain monk levels, but earlier on, it's really nice because it gives you bonuses to hit and damage.
But this is a test run for my backup character for Toker's game, but he's not going to be evil.
Oh.
Can I be evil in your game?
You can try.
I thought you were going to start pointing the finger at Dorian. I'm like, I am not evil.
Well,
if you want to get a stern talking to, you go on ahead. Be an evil character. And tonight was not stern. It was very well measured talking to.
We were being very diplomatic tonight. I'm sure it could have gotten a lot more fucking angry.
It's like, look, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
The worst thing.
That was basically tonight, because she was like, you know what? I realized that I probably could have been a little bit more forthcoming too, so I'm not going to come at you, but tisk tisk.
All right, then. Keep your secrets.
I wanted to say that. I was like, about Dorian's day. I was like, you know what? There's some things. All right, then. Keep your secrets, but the rest of it, why I oughta.
Well, Dorian's having a hard time keeping his own secrets since he recruited Vladrust anyway. Mm. Like, oh no.
Spoilers.
Sorry.
Just kidding. Sorry. No, I'm just saying, like, in general, we're just kind of drifting into.
Oh, yeah, I know. This is
I don't know which one's gonna air first.
Definitely this one. This one comes
definitely
out.
Definitely this, yeah.
Whoopsie.
I mean, nothing.
Just ignore all of, nothing. You heard nothing. Shut up. Don't even. Shh. Why are you even listening to Noob Show? It's terrible.
Will you stop it?
I work hard. Nice.
Are you bipolar?
Shaking bacon. I helped.
Huh?
Are you bipolar, Terry?
Oh, I've never touched a vagina in my life.
You fooled me?
Well, you touched one on the way out.
Yeah, all of you. Yeah. The whole bit.
Imagine your face had to slide right through it as it peeled around. Like, you heard vagina. Like, that's, you were inside of it.
Pretty sure I'm a cesarean baby, actually. No.
That's probably why you're gay.
I'm kidding. I'm never got a cesarean, Jackson, but... Don't worry, she graphically described all her births to us because she loved guilt tripping us.
I remember, like, my dentist was so fucked up that my brother and I, like, tried so hard to not go to the dentist the night my baby sister was born. Like, we went to the hospital with my mom, and we're like, don't leave grandma a note, don't tell her where we're going. And Darla was born at like 3 something in the morning. And my grandma came to pick us up for the dentist at 7 o'clock. I was like, son of a bitch. Shit. We're supposed to be free. No. We had to go anyway.
The dentist.
Fuck the dentist.
That dentist specifically. Fucking asshole. That's why he lost your license.
Dentists need to get laid anyway. I mean, they're a very high suicide profession.
I feel like the dentist that I've went to recently was like, so I feel like he was like about to internalize my whole thing. I was like, look, I went to this dentist who was really like, he was scamming. He was a really horrible person. And I know that's not you, but it gives me a fear of going to the dentist. And I feel like he like internalized that. He was like, no, not in South Carolina. No. Oh, couldn't be. We're not going to hurt you, I promise. And I was like, I said it wasn't you, but this guy, yes.
Oh, did you go to the one on Jeffries?
No, this, well, oh, yeah. Which one are you talking about? No. I went to the one on, what's that one that we live right off of? Right by
Jeffries. Jeffries. No.
Nah.
I know Jeffries.
Cause that one is
Waldorf Family Dentistry.
Yeah. We didn't go to that one. We went to Colleton, blah blah blah.
Okay, yeah. Like it depends. Like it just depends on who, like which dentist you catch, honestly. Yeah.
But I'm not going back there though. It's just cause I feel like he doesn't want me to come back there because I trigger him. When it comes to his whole, we're not all bad people thing.
So, maybe that's why they have such a high suicide fucking rate.
I don't know.
People don't like them.
Yeah, but I used to go to a dentist that was like, cost me almost $400 a visit, but it was like a spa situation. Like they put you in a massage chair and like low lights and fucking
mouth spa.
like, you know, like aromatherapy, and they like give you like a hand massage and put your hand in these like warming gloves and give you the Geordi LaForge glasses to watch a movie in. And if you were like in any way uncomfortable, they stop and like calm you down and like give you a little head massage to like calm you down. And I needed that because I fucking freak out. Like, don't let me hear, like, don't let me hear that drill. I lose it.
I think the crunching noise they get when they pull a tooth, that's always the worst. Like, just,
I think it's bullshit. No. It costs so much extra to be out instead of just in a daze.
Yeah, I just want to get sedation dentistry. I just want to get knocked the fuck out and like do all the shit. Do all the shit.
Don't worry, my mouth will hang open on its own. Knock me out. It's fine.
Because otherwise, they're like, oh, it's really hard to make you to numb your mouth. Like, I know, like that. I don't know, but anyway, I don't want to get into it. But it was rough.
Anyway, that was the teeth portion of our show.
Teeth. Conrad poos and his exploding teeth. Monty Python, you guys? Know, yeah. And now for something completely different. That's my favorite. One of their movies.
We need to open a show like that, like an episode of Homebird to Try This, or just somebody in a beard running like across the field to go, it's.
Go what?
You didn't watch? No, Jesus.
I did, but what did he say? Well, I didn't hear what you said.
It's. Like, it's just like just some, like, it. At the beginning of Monty Python's Flying Circus, there was like some rangy, like bearded homeless guy just running across some sort of landscape. And when he gets to camera range, he stops and breathes heavily, goes, it's ITS. And then it goes into the fucking show opener.
I think I might be able to make, if we want to make that happen, Toker, I know a field.
That's fine. I want that for at least one episode. One Monty Python opening.
Like, I don't have anything else, but I know a field.
Can I ask you a personal question, Noob?
8 inches, next question.
Can we shoot guns at your house tomorrow?
You can shoot guns at my house. We got fucking a range. Cubby keeps a fucking field out here with the fucking targets.
Do we want to go to Terrence's and make kind of a mini day of this?
No, I just, Tyler's got a friend of mine has a new gun. Oh. He was asking where we could shoot it. I forgot where Terrence lives could be a possibility. Oh, yeah, just last time we were at your house, dude, you were bragging about how you weren't in the city.
We can if you want.
Shoot.
You're way more like, in the city than I am.
Sounds like Terrence wants to do it too.
No.
Jesse loves shooting guns too.
Well, maybe we'll make a day of it down the road. Yeah.
I want to come shoot.
Right, you're not invited. This is man stuff.
Girl, arg. I shot a gun with that one dude who was like creeped me out.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't like you were there and I shot
I'm the
gun.
Creepy dude.
I shot the creepy your gun, but that dude that was all creepy and was like, I'm not touching your gun because you're gonna frame me for something. I know it. That one guy with the machine gun.
Yeah.
See, those people are the people that shouldn't be a gun or shouldn't own guns. It's like, don't touch it because you're gonna frame me. If you're that worried, then there's something else going on.
No. He didn't say that. He just said some other creepy shit that basically made me feel like. And then he was like really interested in like having me use his gun, and I was like, I don't trust.
That was like one time when we were going to the Sonic here in Walterboro. I was like 16, and I was with my friend, and some dude just walks up to us like, hey, could you swipe this card in the machine for me? And I was like, sure, whatever, man. I don't care. I hand it back and he's like, oh, thanks. And I walk away and does his order. And then it occurred to me later.
FBI,
it's like,
open up.
Yeah, it's like, he probably told me that, so he has like probable cause. Ah, whatever. I don't care.
I told a story at a dinner the other night that I think would be good here because you were talking about weird thing happening at the Sonic. I was at a Hardee's drive-through downtown Charleston at like 10 o'clock at night, and we had just left a show or a bar or something. It's four of us in a 1990 Chevy Cavalier, so barely four of us in a car, or four of us barely in the car because it's so tiny. And we're in line at Hardee's. And again, it's late. It's got to be 10 or later. And this Hardee's stayed open late. the drive-thru is full. We're waiting in line, and there's a guy three or four cars ahead of me walking from car to car, dragging behind him a grill. And I see him walk up to a car, knock on the window. People roll the window down. There's a conversation. Window goes back up. He comes to the next car, knocks on the window. People roll the thing down. I have a conversation. Window goes back up. He finally gets to us. And what this guy is doing is trying to sell a grill in the drive-thru of a Hardee's at 10 p.m. to people who were in the drive-thru. I can only assume that he stole the grill and was trying to make a quick buck.
Was it a good grill?
Yeah.
Wasn't a bad grill, but I'm in a 1990 Chevy Cavalier with four people. And I told him that. I was like, where am I going to put a grill? I was like, I'm obviously at Hardee's because I don't want to go home and cook. Like, and he goes, oh, we can strap it to the top. And it was some obscene, like, cheap number for a grill that was worth more. It was like, $10. This grill could be yours. It's obviously stolen. I'm not going to strap it to the hood of my car, but I appreciate your entrepreneurship. I'll see you later. And we rolled the window back up. End of story. And scene. Noob's looking at me like he's mad I didn't buy the grill.
I'm kind of mad you didn't buy the grill.
I'm a little upset. I probably would have bought the grill if I had cash.
I had cash. I could have easily purchased the grill. I just couldn't have easily have gotten it out of that drive-thru in my car.
Put it in the trunk. Like he picked a terrible place to try to sell it. I mean, in theory, it's a good place, but nobody's going to want to get out of their car at a drive-thru, open their trunk, and stuff a grill in the back.
Yeah. I couldn't fit that grill in the trunk because I was rocking 212s hooked up to a 400-watt Jetson that I got from Walmart.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was that car.
I was thumping like a motherfucker. Y'all don't even know.
There we go. Thin arch.
I'm going to close this out with one of my new favorite trips to Waffle House I had the other night before my little trip. I got 22nd in the state competition. Not important. Anyway.
What place did you get that competition?
22nd.
Out of
29.
Mm-hmm. Not last.
Not last. I beat several other people. But me and my buddy, we're both in Portland, Oregon, where the only Waffle House is there is, and we're completely stoned. And if we go to Waffle House, and already both cooks are sitting outside, blaring a band called Manskin. Not Manson, like Manson, it's spelled all weird. Anyway, it's not bad music. And we go in there, we're hanging out, and like, we're only doing to-go food only right now. There's a shortage of people. We're like, sure, whatever. We order, and we sit down, and we look over, and in walks a prostitute, obvious prostitute. She places her order, and they told her the price, and she walked back out to go suck the dick for that money so she can actually buy the meal. That's what I'm assuming. I'm not judging her. Get yours, girl. Whatever. Make your money. And then after that, another dude walks in. And as soon as he walks in, he's just like, dap, da, dap, 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 da, dap, da, dap, da, dap, da, dap, dap. And he's talking to the fucking waitress there who obviously knows him and doesn't want to talk to him. And we're sitting behind him. And halfway through his conversation, he's like, stop, stop. And then he turns to us and starts continuing the conversation with us. Like, yep, uh-huh. And then, I fucking does this back and forth. And then he eventually just targets in on my friend who's listening to him now. Well, I used to drive that moped out the road, but the cops used to harass me, but I don't let the cops harass me no more. At this point, I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. Go in, come out. He's still talking to my friend about just cops.
That's your friend?
Just, I needed to go to the bathroom just for a quick piss. It was a Waffle House. Nothing ever bad happened in a Waffle House ever.
I mean, a horrible conversation and you just leave him there. That's what bad happened at the Waffle House.
Well, he also got really weirded out because during his conversation, he's like, I don't get involved anymore. I was like, one time a dude hit me upside the head and I got 57 with a beer bottle and I got 57 stitches. I was like, what kind of beer was it? And he stops. I don't know. But anyway, and I don't get involved, and I saw these two people fighting, and the other dude was whooping the other guy's ass. Like, well, did he take his shoes? Again, it's just like, no, man, he didn't take, I don't know what the kind of shoes he's taking, whatever.
It's like, you're ruining my vibe, dude.
Yeah, and I think I just kept interrupting the stories with pointless questions like, what color was the cop shirt?
And sorry.
We walked out of the Waffle House. My friend looked at me and was like, please don't ever do that again. We are like right next to a meth house and I don't want to be killed. Because this man was getting agitated with me and my dumb questions about his stories.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have told such a boring fucking story.
To strangers who didn't know you.
I had a good friend in high school who got in a fight at the poultry festival and he lost, but he got the guy's shoes. So he felt like he won. He was like, I didn't land a punch, but I stole his shoes. And I was like, that's a win for me, I guess. Good times.
The same size as you?
Nope, but now he's barefoot at the poultry festival.
You ever just like go, if you're in a fight with somebody, you win when you get the shoes.
Mm-hmm. That's just how it works.
If you're knocked out, just, if you get the shoes, you win. And the shoes belong to you now legally, because I'm a lawyer and you can follow that legal advice.
It's the law of the god Reebok.
Mm-hmm. Adidas. All praise Adidas.
Your prostitute story reminded me of when we first moved into this house, the house that, like, I lived with my mom two places outside of just, like, you know, birth and whatever, but like, I lived with my mom two places. And
outside of her uterus, also. Yeah.
Well, like, I lived with my grandma mostly, but my mom came around in my late teens and I lived with her in one place. And like, and then we moved to this house, like moved from apartment to a house and moved to the house. And the house was very nice. And it was on the corner. And it was like, it was like right near the city, but it wasn't like in the city. It was like, yeah, so it was right near the city, but it wasn't in the city. And our neighbors were like, oh, like, just be careful who you talk to out there, because that's the hostel. And I was like, what's the hostel? I don't know what that means. I was young. I didn't know what hostel meant. And so my mom and I are sitting out front, and we're smoking a blunt, and we're just chilling and talking. And we see this lady, and she gets out of this car, and she's just like, you know, she's, her mouth is like full. Oh. And she comes over to us, like, she's just like holding her mouth like big cheeks, you know, like holding her mouth like cheeks all puffed out. I'm like, why is she doing that? And my mom is just cracking up. I'm like, what's so funny? And my mom is like laughing like real loud. Lady can hear her or whatever. So she just comes up to my mom and she's like, got tissue. My mom gives her a napkin and she spits in the napkin and she throws it at my mom.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, oh, like right then it clicked me. I was like, oh, that's what the hostel means. Like,
first off, that was rude. I understand laughing is mean, but she gave you the napkin.
Yeah.
Why not just spit it on her at that point? That seems a little...
No, because that would have got her ass beat. Like, my mom would have beat the brakes off of that
one. One of them will get your ass beat. I don't care who... whether or not you're spitting the cum on me or you're spitting the cum you're throwing on me.
I mean, she threw it at my mom, but it didn't hit her. Like, let me be like a little bit more clear. Like, she waited till she walked away a little bit and then she threw it back in the direction of my mom.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Like, had she spit on her, she would got the brakes beat off her. My mom will fight her like she's a man and just beat the dog shit out of her. Like, that would not have
The hostel.
It was like, that's how I learned what the hostel was. Also,
episode name now.
Also, that lady never hung out right by our house anymore, because
I guess
the house had been vacant for a while, but we moved in and like it was like, okay, this is not,
she strolled to another whole corner. I mean,
yeah. Moving right along, miss, moving right along. Yeah.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
72.
That's it. Close out the show.
I'm thinking potato's been in there for an hour. I put a potato in and we started recording. Is my potato burned?
You can't burn a potato.
No, so you I'm gonna do this like for real-ish. And I'm gonna say thank you all for listening. Check us out at patreon.com/homebrewdetritus. Lots of cool shit going on there. And also check out Homebrew Detritus. Check out The Forsaken Throne. Okay, bye.
Oh, yay. One more thing.
Yeah.
Egg sweat.
Oh, God. Blech.